Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast, a wee little bit after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. Under whatever circumstances you are receiving us, we appreciate the living frick out of it and the living fuck out of it. This is we're not censored here.
No, not at all.
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Got plenty to talk about. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I guess we should start out by saying congrats to Omarosa. Apprentice.
Of The Apprentice.
Remember, she was on Trump's Apprentice, and did she win or was she runner-up?
I don't remember. I don't think she won.
Well, no, she won. She's in the White House now.
Yeah, right.
She's got a gig. What is she? In charge of fucking communications and being a, I don't know. What is she? Communications?
Something, yeah, I don't know. I don't have it open in front of me. Something like that.
Who gives a fuck?
But she's on the list along with, I saw today.
What a dignified group.
The
reality television.
I can't remember his name because I've got it on the magic spreadsheet, which isn't open yet. But the guy, one of the guys from
Rick Perry. Rick Perry's going to head energy, and he was on Dancing with the Stars.
Right, but today, one of the with the same announcement or yesterday with the same announcement of as Omarosa, it was Stepien. I think is his name.
Stepien,
and he's one of the guys that got fired because of Bridgegate. Fired. He was one of the guys that was hauled in and in front of the Inquisition or whatever, and ended up fired because of Bridgegate. He was on Chris Christie's staff, so he's making it into the White House.
Yes,
and roly poly, Chris Christie is not.
God, that's fucking funny. He must be. Chris Christie must be so angry. And so, do you think he feels hurt? Is he sad?
Does he have feelings?
I don't know. Deep down in all that
I mean,
blubber.
About himself, maybe, but certainly about nobody else,
his
apparently.
Heart hides behind his moose knuckle.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Wednesday. It's going to be a cloudy and cool day here in Southern California. But we're going to be here for the next couple hours. Tweet us for the show during the show, if you like.
Yes.
One word, at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page at facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the fun people hang out.
Yay!
And spar with occasional right-wing nut job troll. They don't do well on our page, which
is really
kind of fun.
We've got a bunch of angry libs, and
smart.
I love it.
Smart angry libs.
You know what the best is? If you put anything up about Ann Coulter, man, these people lose their fucking minds. They love them some Ann Coulter.
Well, love to hate them.
Oh,
love
yes.
them to hate some Ann Coulter.
God. What's going on over there?
Something just opened on my computer by itself.
Is it a vortex?
Window just opened.
Is it the black hole that Don Lemon speaks of which we could be sucked into?
It's Don Lemon's black hole.
Oh, yes. Is that drunk still at CNN or did he get fired or what's up?
I've heard nothing else about that.
Does
I don't
he
think
still
they're
have
gonna,
his ear pierced?
I don't think they're... Well, you can't unpierce it. I think they're going to... I don't know. There's been no announcement about Don Lemon.
What a fucking buffoon. Did he really get his ear pierced on live television?
Yeah.
That's a real thing?
It is.
Holy fuck.
He was a little inebriated, started doing shots of tequila, apparently like 7 or 8 o'clock at night, darn. New Orleans time, and kept tequila. Going through the evening.
What adult drinks tequila knowingly? Fuck.
I like an expensive smooth tequila in small quantities, but goddamn, doing shots of Cuervo, you might as well. Yeah, I mean, you might as well just chuck yourself in jail. All kinds of stuff going on in the world. Let's see. What's going on in your headlines this Wednesday?
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline. Fuck. Dateline. January 4th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines as I'm dropping shit here in the studio.
Did you drop your phone? Was that your phone?
No, it was a pen.
Oh, okay. Thank God.
Over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post. God, I swear it just changed.
The HuffPo?
Yeah, it was just a few minutes ago. It was something else. But now there's a photograph of our current POTUS and sadly outgoing POTUS, Barack Hussein Obama.
God, it's so fucking sad, man. Who? What the fuck? It's like Crazy Uncle's movie.
Yeah, we're like,
over.
What, 16 days? 16 days away.
It's like evil Uncle Buck.
This is great advice.
Yes.
From the outgoing POTUS, who went over to the Hill today and met with the Democrats for the last time over there and said, hey, what's up, guys?
They just get shit-faced.
And the headline says, O warns Dems, don't bail out GOP on Obamacare. Fuck them
right.
In their tight white holes.
Ooh,
because
yes.
Some of them probably very loose.
Oh, yeah.
But they...
Lindsey's tight.
They're talking about just repeal, and they got nothing for replace.
What are they going to do? What are they going to replace
they
it
got
with?
Nothing. And it's going to take, like, months and shit. What the Obama's saying is don't let these fuckers get away with saying, we're going to repeal it, and then, hey, can you guys help us put together a healthcare package?
I mean,
fuck you, you assholes.
Right.
You've been talking about repealing this root and branch for 8 fucking years, and you've had nothing as a replacement.
And the hypocrisy is going to be, oh, the Dems are combative.
All right, they won't help. They don't like the people. They want you to not have health care.
They're obstructionist. They're going to say they're being obstructionist to Trump, which, I mean, you know, we don't even need to go into the irony of that, do we?
Well,
I mean, do we?
No, well, it's kind of hypocrisy, but fuck them.
Oh, it's hypocrisy. It's not irony.
I profoundly approve. I acknowledge the hypocrisy and fuck them in their ear holes.
Right.
I don't care after what they've done to this country. So, and what they plan on doing to the country. We just have to, the majority of people who voted need to stand up and yell and scream. And
right.
I think it worked a little bit yesterday. It was a good sign.
But that doesn't bode well, though, that the gutting of the ethics committee.
Well, they didn't.
Well, I know, but they tried to. That's the first thing they did.
Right. And they got cock slapped
right.
Within less than 24 hours for it.
Well, that'll teach them. I'm sure they'll be well behaved.
There was another Republican on the telly today that said when he got to his office that morning, it was just he was inundated with phone calls that are what are you doing? You don't gut the ethics committee as your first goddamn thing at all.
Well, if you're a bunch of assholes, evil assholes, maybe you do.
So now we got to keep an eye on those motherfuckers because, you know, they're going to try to slip it in at another point or whatever. But yeah, the president apparently told the Democrats, hey, stay strong. Don't help those motherfuckers out. The tendency of Democrats is to be nice and work with the other motherfuckers.
Because ultimately you want to serve the people. You want to get something done.
Yeah. Well, now we got to save the people. So those days are done.
Bye-bye.
Right. Because the only things that the Republicans want to get done are a further porch fucking of the...
Oh, yes.
I don't
porch
know what
fucking.
That means. Of the...
That's a southern thing, you know.
Porch fucking.
You do everything on the porch
they
sometimes.
They got porch fucked.
You know, some people... You know what's crazy in the South? You can see... They people keep their refrigerators on their porch.
Oh yeah, and
why is that?
Big sofas.
I don't. But why?
Well,
why
who wants to get up and get a beer and go inside?
But why your refrigerator?
Who wants to get up and get a beer and go inside? They probably got another one in the inside.
Oh sure,
that's their porch fucking refrigerator. Barack Obama paid what I'm reading from the HuffPo. What's likely to be his last visit to Capitol Hill as president on Wednesday and besieged.
You are besieged.
Congressional Democrats to fight to protect the Affordable Care Act from Republican efforts to unravel it.
Right.
Meanwhile,
the Death Star's moving in.
Well, yeah, Mike Pence on the other side of Capitol Hill gathered with the dark side, the Empire, with the Republicans over there, and said, despite the negativity, you have a big chunk of the country that wants this thing to succeed.
Yes.
Obama said. And said that the country is clamoring to undo this thing is simply untrue. Right. There's certain parts of the country that are all frothed up by the lies of their failed leader, of their evil leadership, that anything with Obama's black fingerprints on it is evil and bad for the country.
You know, if Hillary had been elected, we would be having a different conversation about Obamacare. We'd be making it better.
Right. Let's fix it. Let's get more people covered. Some premiums have been going up. Let's get a handle on that. But when you look at the premium numbers again, more, you know, I hate these facts and numbers and shit. Yes, the premiums have gone up ridiculously in some places, maybe 20-30%. But in the years prior to Obamacare, premiums, some of them had gone up 50-60%.
Right.
So it did not prevent the premiums from going up at a high rate, but I think it might have prevented them from going up at a higher rate.
Well,
that argument to be made.
Your point is flawed. Do you know why? Because it's based on facts.
Oh, and numbers.
And we're in Trumpistan,
that's
buddy.
Right. Fake
facts.
News.
Shove your facts up your ass.
Welcome to Crab Diving Fake News. It's Wednesday, so we must be lying. It must be Thursday, or we tape this
what is that
a week in the future, and we've sent it backward.
We're traveling in time. What is that thing in Taming of the Shrew? The sky is blue.
Yeah, I
Do you
kind
know
of,
what I mean?
Yeah, I was in that show. I don't remember. It
when
was
Kate
my line.
And Petruchio are having a scene, and
it
it's a
Grimio.
Sexist point. Oh, yes, the comic relief.
I was the comic relief.
Did you get laughs or no? Or?
I think so.
That's awesome. That's a great part.
It's hard to kind of not to because that, I mean, the writing obviously is pretty damn good. And that story that Grimio tells.
Right.
You know, I mean, if you're just a little bit funny, I think you can.
What is the story?
I don't remember. It's. I don't remember.
Can you
it's,
do
it's,
it?
No.
Do the monologue.
I don't
Look
remember
it. Look
it
up on Shakespeare.com and do the monologue.
There we go.
It's stupid.
It's the
Trump is stupid.
The
That's
Animal
the
Farm version of.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I would not, could not, with a goat.
If Trump was going to be in an animated cartoon where all the main characters were played by animals, quite similar to that Robin Hood, you know, where Robin Hood's the
fox.
Oh,
sure. Yeah, the Disney.
Who would. What animal
and
would be
Trump?
And
the bear was Little John?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The
I love
bear
that
would
one.
Talk like this.
Who would be Trump? What animal?
Oh, boy.
It's a tough one, you know?
God, yeah.
The vain.
Yeah.
Kind of chubby.
Yeah, like
but
a,
evil.
But not bright.
No. But loud.
Maybe like an angry Afghan hound.
Horny. Yes. A hound. A dog?
God, I'm,
I would never have a dog play Trump.
But it's an Afghan. They're a little high strung.
Okay.
God, I don't know. Maybe an albino badger?
That doesn't exist. Okay.
How do you know?
I don't know.
Prove it doesn't.
Right.
So that's the headline. Obama is urging the Democrats to stand tall. Of course, the Republicans are saying... well, he's just desperate to hold on to his legacy.
Right.
Not that he doesn't want to kick off 20 million people from health care. He knows that's going to happen. He knows that they're going to repeal it in some way.
Well, whatever.
It might even be ceremonial. It'll probably be ceremonial.
Obama texted me this morning and he just said, move. He texted me. He said, run.
No, no, run. This state, though.
He told me to go to Guatemala.
We got Eric Holder coming here to help battle.
Oh, I love it.
Trumpistan. Oh, yeah. That's another story. The governor here, they've hired Eric Holder, right? To come here and help the inevitable lawsuits that are going to fly when the sane people of California tell the new fascist regime to stick it up their orange pucker.
God, it makes me nuts. I know we talked about this before, but shit, if I was running Alabama, I would look at my state and say, holy fuck.
Well, how could you get to run Alabama?
I don't know. I guess I apply to...
You need to fake Jesus stuff.
Oh, yes.
Man.
Oh, I mean, you really got to. I believe in Jesus. Look.
Yeah, no, bam. You gotta show up on Sundays.
I went to acting school. I was good.
You gotta show up on Sundays.
I gotta be Meryl Streep.
You gotta do photo ops.
Oh, yes. With Jesus?
Touching black people at the local church, pretending you care about them.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, guys. I'm gonna have to touch you. But in a good way.
With just hands.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Alabama call up California and say, how do you do it? Tell me how you do it so good. I wanna do it like you. Yeah. I wanna be like California.
Yeah.
I want to have the sixth largest motherfucking economy on the planet.
Yeah, we're going to tax the rich and tax corporations.
Oh, yes.
Look at all they talk about. Look at all the companies that are leaving. Nobody talks about that. We still have companies that are coming here. And the amount of companies has not plummeted in California.
Look at the companies in California. Google.
Well, right. All of Silicon Valley.
Yeah. What do you got in Alabama? You little fuckheads. I mean, I don't know. I don't mean to disparage your state.
And Silicon Valley.
Silicon.
That's here.
Oh, yeah. What does Alabama have, really? I mean, what's their main industry? Don't say hate.
I don't know. What is their main?
Those abortion billboards.
Is it cotton? And I'm not... Well, I don't mean... Seriously.
I think it's inferior jizz or superior jizz. Everybody gets pregnant out there. Why?
I don't know what's
Everybody's
going
on. So fertile.
Top five industries in Alabama currently are automotive.
Bam!
Chemical.
Oh, there's a Honda down there.
Technology, forestry, and aeronautics. Come on.
Aeronautics. Huntsville, Alabama Space Museum or
lying.
Something.
They're
Bullshit.
Lying.
Look it up. Look it up.
Well, where do those smart people live that work
you
in those places?
You are being elitist. You're being elitist against the people of Alabama. You're saying no one in Alabama is smart enough to make a fucking rocket ship.
I am generalizing for the sake of humor.
You're saying that the people...
But I have been to Alabama a few times
yes,
now.
Yes, you have recently.
And recently, yeah.
What has Alabama brought us? Jeff Sessions?
Yeah, currently, and who knows?
Judge Roy Moore?
They're probably trying to find a spot for Roy Moore
Bullshit.
In the administration.
No.
If he doesn't end up as the new senator,
you're full of shit to
replace Jeff Sessions.
No. Okay. Roy Moore, if nominated to a cabinet place or something in the administration, would be the most heinous. He would be the most heinous.
I'm going with Tillerson still. You're not going to sway
he
me
was
off
suspended.
Of putting that.
They suspended him, Alabama, from SCOTUS,
what
didn't
about,
they?
What about the Carl's Jr. guy? Who wants to replace his minimum wage workers who he thinks don't deserve breaks. They don't deserve 15-minute breaks. He thinks that he's in charge of labor.
Right. Well, listen, so one of his appointees thinks the Great Pyramids were built so you could store a shit ton of grain in them. Ben Carson actually believes the pyramids were built. Whoever built the fucking pyramids were like, you know what? We really need a storage shed. We need three of them. And then we'll put a big sphinx right next to it.
Right. And apparently was a room to hang a fancy coat in it. Because it was Joseph's, right?
What are you basing that on the Andrew Lloyd Webber musical?
Well, the Coat of Many Colors
from the pyramid?
Is in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yes.
The musical, I don't think, Andrew Lloyd Webber did not come up with the whole Joseph myth.
Oh, God. Isn't it weird that a big old fucking Mormon played the lead?
Andrew Lloyd Webber?
Yes, yeah, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is Andrew Lloyd Webber, which is always hard to believe.
I mean,
because he wrote Jesus Christ Superstar, and I know I'm a big gross atheist, but that is that's one of the most amazing musicals. So how could the same guy... Who wrote Joseph?
Those believers have great music.
Yeah, but how could Andrew Lloyd Webber...
There's a car alarm going out.
Oh,
almost literally beneath the studio here. AAA has showed up to
hate Los
for
Angeles.
One of our crazy neighbors is having
really
car trouble.
You know, I don't mean I got quasi robbed. I hate Los Angeles. Some dude took my sub.
You got robbed.
I was going broad daylight.
Your mom's gonna freak out.
Nah, it's fine. Broad daylight. This dude, you know those headphones you got me last Christmas?
Yeah.
Those have gotten me killed on so many fucking occasions.
Well, not at my intent.
Oh, my God. I'm listening to the Biggie Smalls station on Pandora just cranked, all angry and shit. And crossing the street, nearly hit by a car. And I was listening to something on it the other day, and this guy walks up to me and he says, "Do you think I'm a king?"
Well, he's obviously mentally
screaming,
disturbed.
"Do you think I'm a king?" And I finally heard him, and I turned around, and I was trying to figure out what subway card had enough fare loaded on it to get in, you know, to the
your
subway.
Metro card, not, yeah, my Metro. Not your sandwich card.
Yes. Oh, yeah. This guy just took, this card in my hand, and he took it out of my hands. He just ripped it from my fucking hands and screamed at me. And everybody's standing around looking at me with their thumb up their ass. I don't know what I wanted anyone to do. You know.
There you go.
Fuck this city.
Fuck the city.
Fuck the city.
Well, obviously, it was a mentally deranged person. Yeah. Also, I don't think,
right?
If he was a dweller of,
he needed something.
He needed a ride on the subway. Apparently, yeah. So there are the five parts of industry, by the way, of Alabama: automotive, right, chemical, technology, forestry.
Right, forestry.
I apologize. I don't apologize for saying cotton. Somebody's got to fucking grow cotton somewhere.
It's in your shirt. You know what I mean?
Well,
it comes from somewhere.
My underwear?
Aren't all our clothes made, though, in China?
China?
China or Taiwan by four-year-olds that have to work, you know, 85 hours a week.
They have to grow the cotton and then sew the...
Yes.
Run the looms and then the dye and all that stuff.
Yes.
So let's see what's going on over at the Drudge Report. Dumb yourselves down. Stick your face down in a bowl of water for about 3.1 minutes, and then get out.
Wow.
Nearly
kill yourself.
Right. Oxygen deprivation for about 3 minutes, and you're perfect for Drudge.
That's what happened to David Carradine. He died of oxygen deprivation.
Well, like we could keep the list going if we want to really be horrible.
That guy from NXS, the same way, dude.
Robin Williams.
Is that how he died?
Well, he wasn't jerking at the same time, but he hung himself with a belt. Horrible.
Shit, man.
I
wonder what kind of leather.
Well, you hear they think it was the drugs that he was taking for his... he had heart surgery or heart problems.
You sure it was a belt?
And one of the things that if it was on TV, it would be between explosive diarrhea and abdominal cramps when they list all the side effects.
Oh, God, one of those drugs?
One of them is severe depression and suicidal thoughts. Ugh. So plus, didn't he have that... didn't they find that he had that brain thing that the boss had, that Kelsey Grammer had in Boss?
Oh, yeah.
Or am I talking out of my ass completely?
No, I don't remember what he had. He had a case of fuckface-itis. I'm kidding. I don't know why I said that. Hey, I had a horrible comment that you said Robin Williams hung himself with a leather belt. I said, "Are you sure it's not suspenders?"
Oh.
Like those rainbow ones he wore in the morgue.
Too soon.
Yeah, no. That's not funny.
Not really. Anyway. So over at the Drudge Report, there is a... moving what? Truck arrives at White House! Exclamation point.
Stop it!
You can't read the last word because of the jizz stains from the Drudge Report on the actual fucking page sent electronically for all the stupid morons.
What if you're a GOP person and you voted for Trump and you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, number one, thank you for listening, and number two, fuck you. How do you think this country is going to operate under this fucking guy? I mean, is there any chance it's not going to suck?
Well, no. Yesterday, offline, we were talking about how...
Crab diving offline. How... Conversation.
All the hyperbolic, hysterical, pant-sweating...
Yes.
Scenarios that we could come up with during the primaries first.
You were talking to me about that? It wasn't Kate?
Yeah, I don't think so. well, she may have been here. But all that we worried about in the primaries, it's worse.
It's like, yeah,
the reality,
yeah, really
is worse.
Is.
He has put every villain that he could scrape out of the sewer into these cabinet positions, and not even remotely attempting to reach out to the other side, be like, hey, I'll toss you somebody who's not batshit crazy.
Let's get real depressed. You want to get real fucking depressed? Let's think of the people Hillary Clinton would have nominated for her cabinet.
Right.
How many Southern politicians, how many white old fucking conservative Southern politicians would she have appointed?
And we'd be complaining right now that maybe a banker made it or something. And or that's what we would have been battling instead of
Sonny Perdue,
instead of
guys doing a rain dance,
instead of battling people who did you fucking see? Okay. So moving truck arrives at the White House. That's as far as I'm going to go.
Fuck everyone for reminding us.
Did you see this shit in Kentucky? On a couple of different shows yesterday, and I read an article that many sane Republicans, so who knows, or at least sane doesn't mean not evil.
Yes, that's true.
You know what I mean? But realizing that you can't sink the whole fucking country, there's still a few of them left, like Lindsey Graham, even is talking about Julian Assange. We'll get to the whole Julian Assange thing. But
we're relying on Lindsey Graham to save us.
Well, and others, kind of.
Right.
But a lot of the GOP experts, former, people in the game that are now getting paid to talk about that shit on telly, are saying the worst thing they could do is overreach. What are these fucking cunt drizzles known for? What is their bag but saying, overreach? Every single place that they've been in charge in this country, Michigan, they don't have a democracy. North Carolina, a different international coalition said, you've lost democracy in North Carolina. You've lost democracy.
So how does the... So what I don't understand, how does the GOP say they're the party of small government? How are they able to say that with a straight fucking face?
Well,
checking dicks.
They're lying sacks of shits.
They're checking
sacks
your dick,
of shit,
man.
And shits.
They want to look at your dick before you pee.
Right, if you got one.
Imagine that. Show me your dick.
There's a loop.
A loop.
We'll be editing that later.
Are you making a
new opening for the show?
Oh shit, I thought you were making a joke about if you're gonna check a GOP dick you need a loop.
No, I'm talking about
so
taking you yelling show me your dick and opening
show me your
dick. Open the show with it. So here's an example of, well, yeah, first of all, that ethics thing is a prime example of how stupid they are.
Fuck you, hippie.
There were sane Republicans on telly again yesterday saying, what are these people doing? They're nuts. It's crazy. You can't do this. And
this
the way
is
they
their
did
moment.
It, they snuck it in the middle of the night. Not everybody knew what was going on.
Shit.
So they open with that.
Right.
Well, here in fucking Kentucky. Ugh.
Isn't this where the experience is?
Oh,
where
sure.
What's it called? The Ark Encounter.
The Ark Encounter.
Ooh.
Ken Ham. Who tweeted something?
Oh yeah,
ridiculous recently.
It was about
I think I have the story.
He said something about dinosaurs existing on the Ark. Something stupid like that. He didn't.
Oh, there's that one.
Right.
Oh yeah. We never said that the dinosaurs were killed in the flood.
Then why are they on your ark? In the Ark Encounter in Kentucky?
Well, they weren't killed.
They were saved.
Well, yeah.
No one.
Remember, so that, he said little baby was.
Did you see? What was that movie about the fucking dinosaurs? So many.
Jurassic Park.
Right. The last one was just fucking horrible, wasn't it? Was that bad or was it good? Did you like it or not?
You know, it didn't totally suck to me.
Yeah.
I forgive movies that look cool. I'll forgive
Jeff Goldblum,
bad acting right. and bad writing.
Jeff Goldblum and what's that other guy? Sam Elliott? No. Whatever. Whoever's in that movie. They could barely wrangle these dinosaurs. And they had all these, you know, this technology working for them to do that. You're telling me Noah was able to get a raptor in a fucking wooden cage on a goddamn wooden boat on a fucking ark before a flood?
God told the animals, get your asses on that ark.
Is a dinosaur
I think
an animal?
God tranked him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Slipped him a Mickey?
Right. How could you keep the lions from eating the shit out of the antelope?
Do you think Noah or any of his sons or relatives ever did
existed?
Anything? No. Yeah, no. Well, that. Do you think you ever did anything untoward with all those animals? Those sheep just sitting there on level two? They never came, took a pterodactyl from behind.
Why is that wild boar walking funny, Aphet?
Aphet, that's his fucked up biblical name.
I don't know. That's the one I just made up or just thought of. I don't know what his fucking son's
name. Hey, there's supposed to be two gerbils on this fucking ark. Where's the other one? Yeah. And it better not be where I'm thinking.
So the Kentucky... it says, I'm reading from Raw Story, first time in 95 years, apparently Kentucky, I don't know, has had slightly sane streaks to it because...
Didn't they want to make their state the year of the Bible?
Well, they did, but I guess they always had some kind of Democratic... some Democrats in charge of one of the branches of government there. Until now.
Right.
For the first time in 95 years, Republicans took total control of the Kentucky state government.
Yay!
And immediately moved to strip rights from women and workers.
Great.
One of the first things they did
is
a 20-week abortion ban.
Right.
One of the first 11... Yeah. That is being considered.
Oh, shit. When is it alive? When it's swimming around in the little receptacle at the end of the latex condom?
Well, here's the scary bullshit.
Yes.
I mean, they're going for the 20 because they've seen that succeed in other places.
What does that mean? So if you're...
After 20 weeks...
How do you even know you're pregnant at 20 weeks?
By booties,
man?
Huh?
Oh, yeah. But do you know you're knocked up at that time?
Not everybody.
20 weeks?
Not everyone.
God.
The Republican state Senate president, Robert Stivers,
fuck you,
said to reporters on Tuesday that women relinquished their reproductive choice by getting pregnant in the first place.
Oh, my God. What?
Quote.
Ah, Jesus Christ.
A woman had... a choice early on to make a decision to conceive or not conceive.
We're going to be in charge of that pussy. He had a choice.
He's the president of
That's
the Senate
your choice.
In Kentucky. A that woman is... had a choice early on to make a decision to conceive or not conceive. She let that aspirin drop from between her knees.
That's insane. How does that help anymore?
He then said, but once conception starts...
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a life.
There becomes another life involved.
So at 20 weeks, you're telling me whatever is bloviating around in your womb, does it have a personality?
And the legislature has its ability to control how that life may proceed or how it would be terminated.
Shit.
So they're saying... He's saying he doesn't even, obviously, he doesn't believe once
right.
you're smoking cigarettes, you should be able to even douche. That what? Should be illegal. So,
no douching.
Yeah, of course, he's saying there's another life once conception starts.
Right.
And The legislature has its ability to control how that life may proceed. We get to tell you once okay. load meets egg.
Right.
The legislature tells you what you're going to do, woman.
Right. Well, you know, Kentucky is just trying to stay away from politicized science.
Right.
God, you know, and I'm not trying to be a dick, but if you live in Kentucky or in the South, I mean, maybe you need abortion because, you know, you don't want to knock up
because you're in Kentucky.
You don't want to knock up your cousin by accident or anything like that and have an oddly formed baby. They need abortion down there. I mean, I'm not trying to be a dick.
There's overwhelming sentiment down there in favor of the 20-week ban. They predict it'll be passed by the legislature by the end of the week.
Woohoo! Fuck you!
The ACLU, of course, will be a-suing. They say legislation about bans like this pose a serious threat because they ignore women's health needs in individual circumstances. We believe that women deserve dignity. And
no, they don't.
Fuck you.
Oh, bullshit.
No, this is the ACLU.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, guys. I thought.
Donate to the ACLU.
Right. I thought you were saying that the GOP saying they needed
dignity. This is the ACLU saying this is some bullshit.
My mistake.
We believe that women deserve dignity and should have the right to make personal and private medical decisions
without
interference from politicians.
The bar is so low for what you have to tell Kentucky. Of course.
The other bill, Kentucky AFL-CIO president, union president.
Yes.
Says they are pursuing a policy to penalize. I just like saying penal.
Oh, yeah.
Penalize unions. It's a low road to economic development that will actually end up costing all Kentucky workers in the form of lower wages. So basically.
Bend over.
Right.
Bend over.
A right to work. They're trying to turn Kentucky into one of those.
What a
right to work, which means right to be fucked, right to have your benefits
no lube,
taken away.
No
yeah.
dinner, no nothing. Fuck you. By the way, Embrace Madness tweets in aphids suck ass. And I think she's referring to, you said aphid was the name of the son on Noah's Ark.
Oh, aphid.
Aphid. He was saying a name, not aphid, not aphids. Not the bug aphids.
No, I was making up a ridiculous biblical name for one of the people on the ark.
But nonetheless, I agree. Aphids do suck ass. They eat roses and ladybugs.
Yeah.
Sad.
Wait, right?
Yeah, don't they eat ladybugs?
I thought it was the other way around.
Ladybugs eat aphids.
Don't you put... I'm sure we'll find out soon.
Yes.
Don't you put...
You put aphids in your garden to kill the
ladybugs.
No, you put ladybugs
to put aphids. That's in one of our scripts.
I know. Wait, say that again?
You've got an aphid problem.
Right. Oh, yes.
You throw ladybugs in there.
How dare you? Yes.
You inject in the ladybugs. Yeah. Attach them to the gerbil.
What? Okay. To a gerbil. That's going in my ass. Oh, I see. Anal.
On the ark.
Right.
So, yeah, a big fuck you to the Kentucky GOP. There you go. Overreach. These
party of small government.
These Republicans are awful. They're really just awful.
Why do they hate vaginas? Why do you guys hate vaginas? If you're listening. Why? Because of the Bible
there
or something?
There you go, yeah.
Because why?
Jesus and shit.
Because a woman was created from the rib of Adam?
Right. Point out to me in the Bible where it says, thou shalt not perform a DNC.
Yes.
Or even more broad. In fact, yes. if I recall, there's somewhere in one of the Bullshiticuses.
Bullshiticus 69. It's a recipe.
It's a fucking recipe, yeah.
It's a smoothie.
A morning after smoothie the Lord. So big fuck you to the Republicans for just more bullshit and shenanigans going on. We talked a little bit about Julian Assange. This guy, Hannity, fucking Hannity.
Yes.
They allow him, apparently, across the pond.
Does he still have a show, this Hannity?
Sure. Oh, are you kidding me? He had to go two pant sizes bigger now because he's walking around perma-boned.
Oh, yes. Perma-boned.
Now that his boy won.
Horrible condition to have.
So Hannity went over to Britain and
Hello.
Went to the Bolivian embassy.
Okay.
Probably brought takeout.
Oh, that's right. He's there, this Assange.
Yeah. And
they don't even have a pool.
And interviewed Julian Assange. And he asked him, did you get the information from the DNC hack from the Russians? And Assange, I wonder if I can find it real quick. Assange had an interesting response. He didn't say, no, it wasn't from the Russians. He said the entity from which we received the information was not a state entity.
From which? Was he being coy?
Something like that.
Was he being coy?
But what if the Russians gave it to a dude who gave it to them? Okay.
Right.
I didn't receive it from a state entity. I received it from this asshole.
Right. Who received it from Putin?
Oh.
Yeah.
You didn't ask me that.
Jeez.
It just seemed like a I don't know. Maybe because I, you know.
One statement from Assange going to, I don't know, reverse what we've learned from our intelligence community about?
Well, it has in one orange coiffed mind.
So Trump's going to believe Assange over the CIA?
That's what's been going on all day. He tweeted it. He fucking tweeted it.
Could you imagine if Obama did that? Could you fucking imagine?
Yes, you're right. Let's see. Donald J. Trump. Let's go through our daily dose of Trump tweets. He had a bunch of tweets crowing yesterday after he put out the tweet where he said, do you guys really need to do this watchdog thing right now?
Right.
Then he crowed about Ford with some plant that they, you know, we find out anyway. They scrapped the Mexico plant
because
nobody's buying their little fucking cars that they're going to build there.
I would buy one, though. That does make me sad. I want a little car. What do you need a big fucking car?
Then he tweeted, instead of driving jobs and wealth away, America, all caps, will become the world's greatest magnet for innovation and job creation.
I'm a magnet.
And then something with...
You put an emoji?
Instagram. An Instagram picture.
He has an Instagram Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Is it good?
I don't think he directly does on Instagram. But
what's his favorite filter?
The next one, I don't know where this is from. This is yesterday, 9:20 a.m. There should be no further releases from Gitmo. These are extremely dangerous people and should not be allowed back onto the battlefield.
Okay, great. Thank you for helping ISIS recruit people.
Well, right, and who cares? You know, you talk about optics. Who cares about being that shining city on a hill that, you know, doesn't rendition people and incarcerate them without due process indefinitely?
How are we a good example for the planet?
We're not.
Man? This is not a good look. Our optics are the optics for America suck tremendous dick.
And that's what I would, if I were a Fuhrer.
Yes.
I would force everybody to travel.
Czar Vile. What? You would force them to what?
Travel.
No. To where?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And talk to the people. Not stay in your fucking Hard Rock Hotel and eat at your Hard Rock Madrid.
Yes.
For a fucking week, you plebe. But to actually go out and talk to locals and talk to people and experience those cultures.
But you're trying to manufacture a sense of empathy in the populace.
I don't know. I have hope that there's some hope for the vast majority of people. They're just ignorant.
Yeah.
And misled by evil forces.
Ambitious.
Get them out to travel and experience other cultures. And
what about this? You don't like my idea of conscripting?
So you're gonna word.
I'm gonna conscript.
You said conscript.
I'm so sorry.
I'm saying we send them on world travel.
No. I gotta send ambassadors. You gotta make You got to go to the LGBT community. You look for volunteers. And if nobody volunteers, we got to give these idiot rednecks. You got to make them all have a gay friend. I swear to God. Just give them all. Give all these racist rednecks. Not like that. Just a gay friend they can hang out with, go have a drink with. And they would gain empathy and they would understand.
The third agency of government, yeah. I would do away with the education, commerce, and let's see. I can't. The third, sorry. Oops.
You see the picture of that douchebag I put on
from
Facebook?
Dancing with the Stars?
You see
yeah.
I mean, God. If you want to laugh, just Google Rick Perry dancing with the stars. I mean,
many angles, many different costumes. Yeah,
the tango pictures and he's the little outfits that he wears are just bananas. He wears that.
All right, he's going to be our first Secretary of Energy that can
do the tango
or can
grapevine
can deep throat a bottle of syrup.
Yeah, and a corn dog, I believe. Oh, God, that syrup moment.
Right. So,
what a lunatic.
Then Donald Trump retweeted a New York Post article that says Trump is already delivering. We talked about that yesterday because that's a Rupert Murdoch joint.
Right, joint.
Then the big news yesterday, he announced, I will be having a general news conference on January 11th in New York City. Thank you.
Why don't you have one now, dickhead? Like, if you know you have something to announce on January 11th, why the fuck wouldn't you just announce it now?
Well, news conference.
It's not television, though.
News conference. That means he's allegedly going to take questions.
Is this guy going to run his shit like he's producing a TV show?
Yes.
We don't need to be teased.
But they've already made noise that they might postpone it. But, you know, it's just all bullshit.
Quit fucking with us.
Then here is the one where he, again, is going to have Russian starfish prints on his tongue.
Oh, geez.
The intelligence briefing, intelligence in quotes.
Right. Oh, shit.
Intelligence in quotes. The intelligence briefing on so-called, quotes, Russian hacking was delayed until Friday. Perhaps more time needed to build a case. Very strange! Exclamation point.
If you're the go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I was going to.
I'm just like, don't you think people in the CIA are like reading his Twitter and pulling their fucking hair out?
Within short time, a senior official.
Yes.
In the intelligence community. Contacted the press and said, it has always been scheduled for Friday.
Oh,
The top poobahs who are traveling to New York, they're sending poobahs to New York to... He's going to take this intelligence briefing on why they're sure Russia stuck their little schnitzels into our election process. Right.
But why would he wait until now? I mean, wouldn't he... This is all insane. This doesn't make any sense. Well, like, why?
Well, he should have had this information.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Like, why is he not getting these briefings all the time?
But he's already poo-pooing it before he even gets it.
Right?
Intelligence. But this is specific to the hacking. He said it was delayed until Friday. Perhaps more time needed to build the case. Very strange. The intelligence community says, no, we're sending these top-level guys, like the heads of the agencies are going to talk to him. Look at their schedules. It was not scheduled for yesterday. It's always been scheduled for Friday.
So why does he lie?
Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows?
Why does he lie about stuff that can be easily... what I mean?
How has that changed? That's all he's been doing.
Are we still waiting for him to become presidential?
Good luck.
Well, why would he now? He already won. I mean, he's president. So big fucking deal.
So then, 10 hours ago.
Yes.
He twiddled. After this Hannity interview.
Twitler.
With Julian Assange.
Yes.
He tweeted, Julian Assange said, quote, a 14-year-old could have hacked Podesta.
Jeez.
Why was DNC so careless? Also said, Russians did not give him the info! Exclamation point. So Donald Trump, as his evidence, is tweeting to his gazillions of crazy followers and the world that he's choosing the alleged underage rapist who was holed up in the Bolivian embassy in London.
Right.
He's trusting Julian Assange over the entire intelligence community of the United States of America.
Is he going to run his country? You know what? He should just run his country from a Trump rally, you know? If you want to address him, you have to address the Fuhrer in front of his loyal mob of lunatics. And we'll just keep the press in a little cage in the back of the fucking room. And when you want to, you can go back and shit on them and throw shit at them and pee on them. Whatever. He's a maniac. This guy's a fucking maniac.
So, then the next tweet is a retweet of a Fox News story.
He's still tweeting?
That says it's Julian Assange. It's the interview. Julian Assange on U.S. media coverage, quote, it's very dishonest. And then Trump says, more dishonest than anyone knows.
Oh, shit. Way to act presidential.
Then again, thank you to Ford for scrapping a new plant in Mexico and creating 700 new jobs in the U.S. This is just the beginning. Much more to follow.
Much more?
They scrapped the new plant in Mexico because nobody's buying their fucking
cars. Right. Not because of Trump. What a maniac. What time is this during the day now? What are we at?
But the CEO of Ford, we're at 251 on the West Coast.
And that's how many, all his tweets. He tweets so much.
Well, yeah, he's a busy guy. He's got a lot to say.
How much does Obama tweet?
Hardly ever.
Then how is he running the country?
His account tweet, right.
Right.
Then he gets all butthurt again.
Sad.
An hour later. Somebody hacked the DNC. Why did they not have hacking defense like the RNC has? And why have they not responded to the terrible ... six of them?
What? What was that word? Six of them?
No, six of them.
Six of them.
Six dots,
okay.
I meant.
Okay.
Somebody hacked the DNC. Why did they not have high hacking defense like the RNC? Well, they probably did. It wasn't good enough.
Right.
And the...
It wasn't effective.
It's been reported that the RNC was hacked also, but that information has not been released for some odd reason.
Jeez.
By whoever has it.
Right.
Like, maybe Russia.
So why, yeah.
And some people who aren't really even that tinfoil hat-ish are saying, well, what if there's really some juicy shit
right
in those emails?
I bet there is.
And now they're blackmailing.
Right.
So not only do they have General Flynn, who's got Putin cum all over him.
Yes, he loves it.
And Manafort, who's got Putin cum on and in him.
He uses that as a conditioner for his hair.
And all these other assholes who have these, and fucking Tillerson.
Putin cum? No.
Who gargles with it. He takes bottles home instead of vodka.
He sells it. He likes it more than oil.
So, yeah, it's just all, everybody's into Russia.
It's insane.
And the whores of the GOP are cowards.
Right.
And whores.
Cowards and whores.
Right. Because they want to stay in power. They want to stay. So they're not going to, the vast majority of them are not going to oppose him right now because he'll tweet about you.
Is it true that the GOP roots for Klitschko in Rocky?
No. Oh. I forgot that reference.
It's a big, scary looking Russian dude. Remember him, the big giant boxer Rocky fought?
Dolph Lundgren.
It was Klitschko. He played Klitschko, right?
Maybe. I don't remember.
That was his name. Who cares?
Big scary Russian is all I remember.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody hacked the DNC. Why did they not have hacking defense like the RNC has? And why have they not responded to the terrible things they did and said Yeah. Parentheses. Like giving the questions to the debate to H. This is that bullshit about Donna Brazile being fed questions.
Oh, my God.
A total double standard. Exclamation point. Media, as usual, gave them a pass.
It's like,
this is the incoming president.
He's all over Twitter, man. Damn.
Now, you know, the other big story is that the Republicans can't wait to put a giant shank into Obamacare.
Oh, yes.
Scrape all the black off of that they can.
We got to hose this shit down.
And with nothing.
Yes.
To replace it with, I heard one estimate where they said there's honestly six different factions within the Republicans now in the House.
With around different versions?
Everybody has different ideas. We can't do this. Yeah. We can't do this. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. So it's going to take forever. And
why don't they just replace it with prayer?
They're going to. They'd love that.
Oh, yeah.
But they're going to. They won't be able to. They just won't be able to just vote on a magic vote tomorrow and Obamacare is gone. It's going to take months and months and months to unravel and weave this thing.
But it plays into their narrative. Like,
I'm sure they're going to come up with some
evil.
Oh, yeah. They're already going to come up with some, you know, this crowing they did a couple days ago about some senator introduced the first legislation to take out Obamacare. It turns out they filed like a, this is a list of things we'd like to do.
Yes.
On that was Obamacare. So there was no legislation that this is where we're going to start it. This was on their list.
The wish list.
Right. But the idiots.
They love it.
Screamed, this is the first legislation to take out Obamacare.
God. It's like, it's fascism, right? I mean, all they're doing is just building narratives to blame. Find me a way to blame the poor people.
The corporate takeover of government and oligarchs.
Damn.
We
are fucked.
Then he tweeted 9 hours later.
God.
Republicans must be careful.
Okay.
In that the Dems own the failed Obamacare disaster with its poor coverage and massive premium increases, several dots, like the 116% hike in Arizona. Also, deductibles are so high that it is practically useless. Don't let the Schumer clowns out of this web, ... Massive increases of Obamacare will take place this year, and Dems are to blame for the mess. It will fall of its own weight.
Oh, my God.
Be careful.
No, okay. A word of caution.
But isn't that telling the Trumpistan?
Yes.
That, well, now the Dems want us to repeal everything tomorrow and take the blame for the hit when it's really Obamacare's fault.
Yes. God.
Because they got nothing. So he's greasing their holes.
Oh, okay.
We're not going to appeal Obamacare.
Fuck it.
We're not going to repeal it.
We're going to blame the black guy. We're going to blame the black guy.
And rates are going to go up.
That's their whole fucking policy.
So they're going to punt. I bet. They're going to fucking punt. They're going to say, it's on the agenda. We've started the process.
Oh, yes.
But we don't want to take, you know, 20 million people have health care. We don't want to take them off their health care. And we know that, you know, it was our idea in Massachusetts to give people, it was Romney care, don't forget. And all this shit.
So all they're going to do is, they're not going to do anything.
They're going to cross off the black and put Trump in gold letters.
Take
and it's
going to
be
lap.
Trump care.
Oh, my God. You know what's disturbing is, like, seems like Trump is just training his supporters to always follow him on Twitter. So he runs into a problem negotiating something in the government.
The evil
he just
flying
goes to
monkeys,
Twitter.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, here are the enemies. Hate these people.
Right.
They're trying to take this shit from you.
Which is why we don't do that. Which is why we have representatives and why we have the tricameral, whatever the fuck you call it. We have three different equal branches of government keep an eye on everybody.
Oh, well, yeah, we're going to get rid of those. Fuck that. We're going to rule with Twitter and white anger.
And then, more butthurt, four hours ago, he tweeted...
What did he say?
Jackie Ivanko's album sales have skyrocketed after announcing her inauguration performance.
What a cunt! This guy is such a fucking asshole. You gotta be kidding me.
Some people just don't understand the, quote, movement.
How does... Unquote. Hey, Donald, how the fuck does Jackie Ivanko's... How does an increase in her album sales make this planet better?
Let's also...
Do you know what I mean?
Let's put a couple asterisks on those.
Quit proliferating her shitty fucking music.
Because she had a... She put out a classical Christmas album.
Oh, my God. Who wants that?
From last week to this week on the Billboard charts, dropped 40 points.
Why? Why?
Because it ain't Christmas more. So much of her album sales skyrocketing after he won, which was, what was that? November.
What is, God, who the fuck?
And after she announced, which was what, a month later, right before Christmas. So, of course, her brand new classical album is going to do well. Probably.
Who wants that? Who wants a Jackie Ivanko Christmas album?
And it probably helped. I mean, of course she got a bump from the Trumpanzees.
What's her most famous song? I don't even know what she's known for, Jackie Ivanko. What is her song? She's from American Idol, the British version, right? Or the American.
British Idol or Britain's Got Talent or Brit...
No, that's the other one. No.
X Factor Britain.
But what is she
singing? The Voice
sing?
Kids. I don't fucking
I don't even know what she sings. I don't even know what she's fucking famous.
She sings opera. She's a classical singer.
Who the fuck wants to hear her? I'm not trying to be, trying to be anti-Jackie Ivanko. I'm not trying to be a dick.
She's very talented, but you know her peeps just weren't thinking.
No Bruce Springsteen.
And you can't fault her. You know, there's some, you know, some nasty-ass libs saying some nasty-ass shit about her, but she's only 16. She doesn't know what the fuck she's doing, and she's a classical singer brought up probably in a Jesus-y fucking household and shit like that. I mean, how much...
Bruce Springsteen hates you. He fucking hates you. He said so on that Marc Maron podcast. He fucking hates you. What do you think about that?
I don't think he cares about that, but you know who still
but
cries himself
the
to
boss,
sleep at
man.
Night? You know who still cries himself to sleep at night over 8 pints of Haagen-Dazs is Christy, over the fact that Springsteen doesn't like him and doesn't like his politics.
Tell you what, I don't know, Jackie Ivanko headlining the fucking inaugural ball or the inauguration or some shit. Who fucking cares? Who wants to hear that? That's sad. That's fucking sad. I thought you knew famous people. Is this her?
It was America.
Oh, yeah.
America's Got Talent.
Oh, shit, how classy.
Welcome back to America's Got Talent, where anything can happen. Since live television,
y'all,
and all our acts tonight have made it here from our online auditions. Now, the first 11 were picked by our judges.
Wait, what?
Was Nick Cannon married to Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
He was, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they're not.
Our last contestant was voted through by you at home. She's 10 years old, but she has a timeless voice. She is Jackie Ivanko.
Hold on a second. Was that making disparaging a 10-year-old child?
Yes.
Fuck me. I didn't know she was a kid.
Who's currently 16.
Oh, God. Okay. I didn't know this person was not an adult. I'm sorry. I take it back. I feel like a fucking asshole.
Yeah. You'll be okay.
Nuts. That's amazing. I'm being fucking sincere. That's amazing. That's amazing music. And I'm sorry I said something negative about it.
A few years ago, a 10-year-old girl stepped onto the AGT stage to sing opera, and America stopped dead in its tracks. Tonight, she's here performing with the ballerinas from the Barack Ballet. Please welcome the incredible Jackie Ivanko.
Okay, then they do, the obligatory flashback.
Yes.
Youngest top 10 debut artist in U.S. history. Youngest ever platinum solo artist.
Well, she should have refused the inauguration. She should have refused it, man. Why are you doing it?
There you go.
Boy.
If you guys are wondering what Jackie Ivanko sounds like.
By the way.
If you're not going to watch the inauguration.
I didn't know Jackie Ivanko was a child. That, you know what's weird? We have an adult friend, a mutual friend, and we don't need to say his name. It doesn't matter. He saw Jackie Ivanko in concert. Yeah. Who in the hell?
He's He's a big Trump fan.
I'm not trying to be a dick, but what adult goes and sees? Like, do you really want to see Jackie Ivanko? Do you care about seeing her in concert? Not disparaging her. I'm sure that music's for someone.
Yeah, it's an interesting demographic that... I mean, if I'm going to go see a classical performer, I might just go see an opera.
I might see an adult.
Right.
You know?
But maybe that's because we've studied music. Maybe we're a little more stuck up about that.
But are you going to... I mean, how much... Are you going to spend like $60, $70 to see Jackie Ivanko sing whatever the fuck she was just singing there?
Well, fuck no.
So weird.
No, I'm not going to get her album.
A friend went to see Jackie Ivanko. Oh, my God!
I remember...
That's nuts!
I remember feeling a little bad.
Did you make fun of him?
Oh, yeah, at how much I laughed. When he seemed so excited, and then when he...
Who the fuck? What the fuck? I
forget the group.
Oh, my God.
Like, we were the group of people, wasn't it? Were you there? And
He
said it, and nobody knew who she was except me, and I was laughing.
I would have kept that a secret.
I felt like an asshole.
I would have kept that a secret from you.
I wouldn't have told you.
If I had tickets to see Jackie Ivanko, well, I would never tell
anyone. But he was thrilled.
Did he get a concert t-shirt? Do you have a Jackie Ivanko tour t-shirt and poster?
And that was, I mean, she was 12, right? Yeah. That was 3 or 4 years ago.
That's weird. Why do you want to see it? I don't know, man.
I don't know. There's something odd there. Something, yeah.
It's weird.
So there's so much else going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen.
Neil Young's still alive. Go see Neil Young. Spend your money on that. Don't go see Jackie fucking Ivanka. No offense.
Well, you know, if she opens for somebody, maybe. But I don't. I'm not going to go watch her headline.
Who the fuck could she open for that you would want to see? Who's she going to open for?
I don't know. Well, I mean, if she's an opera singer, there might be some opera concert I would go to,
Skinner.
A regular opera?
Right.
I don't know if she does regular opera.
Oh, sure.
I've only been to one, though.
I've only been to an operetta, a light opera.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Penzance by Gilbert and Sullivan.
I saw Aida.
Oh, really?
In Madrid.
Oh, you win. Fuck.
That's the only reason.
Oh, I bet that was amazing.
We lucked out. It was, there's a new Teatro Real. It was the first performance week of the first anything in this new building, this new Royal Theater.
Okay.
Right across the street from the palace where the king lives.
Of Spain?
Yeah. They have that. They don't do anything.
What a great gig.
Oh, yeah. And the prince was there that night, and the friend that I was traveling with was way into opera, and he's like, let's go see it. And I was like, okay. And I was the only one who spoke a little Spanish. We went to the window, and I said, do you have any tickets?
Yes.
We were hoping for a day or two. We were going to be there a few days.
Right.
And it was opening night, and she said, she looked at me like I was crazy. She said, for tonight? And I said, well, yeah, if you got anything. And two people had canceled.
Oh, shit.
Like at that moment. And it was a box up to the side. And they had it under restricted view. All you had to do was lean forward a half an inch. I mean, literally, it really was not.
That's awesome. That restricted. I would see that.
We lucked out so much. It was a really an amazing thing. Holy shit, the theatricality of it.
Right.
It's quite amazing. And they had, it's in Italian, but there were Spanish subtitles, you know, or super titles.
Oh,
you know how
shit.
they put the...
Oh, yeah, man.
They do the subtitles.
So you didn't know what anybody was fucking saying, but it was still
fun.
Probably.
Yeah, it was fun.
Listen, go out, support live music and live theater. Get off your fucking ass, you know?
and cheap.
Right.
Like it was only like $20. Yeah. Or something like that.
How much do you think our friends spent on Jackie Ivanka tickets? oh, shit, man.
So we've got... what else do we want to talk about? Oh, you know, let's talk about this one. This is one of these assholes in Virginia.
Fuck you.
Oh, I found that Ken Ham thing, by the way, before we move along. The tweet I was talking about was...
an idiot.
For once he got it right, he tweeted, "The number of Americans, particularly in the millennial generation, who call themselves non-religious is growing every year."
Oh, yeah. Well,
that's the first and only truth that asshole has tweeted.
We agree with you, Ken.
You're right, Ken.
Does he have an office at the Ark Encounter? Does he live there? I mean, is that where his offices are? I mean, it's his place.
You think he's got Noah's room? Wouldn't he?
It's his office in that big fucking boat. I mean, nobody's...
I know. I think
nobody's
probably
in there.
They probably have offices.
God, I wish Crab Diving could buy that fucking... Because they're not doing well, right? They're barely breaking even.
Might put a window or two on it. But yeah, that's fucking cool.
Turn that into a titty bar.
With stalls?
Yeah.
I'm looking at Ken Ham's stream. I know this isn't Faithless Friday.
Yes.
Listen to us every weekday, ladies and gentlemen, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern live, and then you can listen to us as a podcast after that, iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com.
Bam.
For insiders, if you want to get it really early.
Yes.
SoundCloud, about an hour after the show's down.
It'll be up there.
It's up there. CBN.com said cosmic whodunit, dinosaurs are dead, but the debate rages on.
Okay.
It was a Washington Post article. Ken Ham said, "The Washington Post, not interested in truth or accuracy."
Shit. The Washington Post, dickhead. That's a fairly respected
paper, because
we're
talking about
man.
Science.
Yeah. The fuck does he know?
Oh, look, 11 hours ago, he tweeted, "Kentucky governor acknowledges place of Bible in history of this nation," as he declares 2017 another year of the Bible.
It
we already talked
year
about that.
Of the Bible. Welcome to Iran. I mean, what?
22 hours ago, Ken Ham tweeted, "Historical documents such as Genesis."
It's not a document. It's not a document. It's in a book.
It's a band.
Oh, yeah.
"Historical documents such as Genesis are not intended to be taken figuratively."
Oh, okay. You have to take them literally.
Oh, he's just terrifying.
He's crazy. I bet he does have an office in that big boat. I mean, it's so huge, that ark. Can't you see it from miles away? From a ways off, that big fucking...
Yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere, right?
...eyesore erected.
"The Bible is actually a textbook of historical science and the only such textbook that is totally reliable and infallible."
Right.
I couldn't get through that without a chuckle. I tried.
So is all the Harry Potter books are the same. Didn't you know that? All of them are all based on science. Hoogity boogity. Jesus Christ.
"Thousands of scientists say that they don't agree man is the main cause of climate change. Many don't believe there is a climate crisis."
How many people retweeted or like that? Just
30 retweets.
Oh, okay, that's not bad. Okay.
109 hearts.
Yes.
44 replies.
Why is everyone stupid? So depressing.
some of the replies are unkind to Ken Ham.
Do you think?
Surprisingly enough.
Is Jackie Ivanka going to perform any of her original tunes at the inaugural, or is it just going to be like...
I don't know that she writes yet, but I could be wrong.
She's not old enough to write?
Well, I just don't know if her career has progressed to that section.
She's going to sing probably the national anthem, "America the Beautiful," blah, 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 blah.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe Lee Greenwood popping in with "Proud to Be an
American." Lee Greenwood said no.
Oh, did he?
He's not doing it. You didn't... Trump! The guy that wrote "I'm Proud to Be an American" doesn't want to do your fucking thing.
He's not that proud.
Right? Am I right?
Right.
Doesn't that bother you?
He's very busy.
It would bother me if I was...
I mean, Lee Greenwood is very busy.
If I was president, it would really bother me if Lee Greenwood wouldn't do the inauguration. I mean, that's a slap in the face. I support Lee Greenwood in saying no. I think it's awesome.
Did you hear? Oh, now I really feel like I have to find this. Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, yes.
He's
a piece of shit.
Well,
right?
There's a couple of things. Yeah. Okay. What was it? Last night he was talking about he was talking about are the evil celebrities who are turning down Donald Trump, and the atmosphere of the evil liberal Hollywood, which will punish you.
The atmosphere.
Which will punish you if you agree. Punish you if you agree to shake it for Trump at the inauguration.
Right.
Is that a new, quote, reverse McCarthyism?
Reverse cowgirl.
Unquote.
Yes. It is. It totally is. He's right. Spot on. What a fuckhead.
Right. Does he think they should be conscripted to
perform at this fucking asshole's? Right. No, it's not. It isn't Russia yet. It's not Russia yet. As soon as we're a stand, then yeah, you can probably make people do whatever the fuck you want to.
So inexplicably,
is he insane?
The one of the craziest things about this whole bizarro world we're now in with Trump is that some of the loathsome, most cancerous carbuncles out there have occasionally make sense, right? I mean, we've agreed.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
It's like, oh my God, I agree with Marco Rubio. And oh, Lindsey Graham is making sense. And here is Charles Krauthammer, who couldn't be more right-wing nut job, old school, real hates the poor kind of Republican.
Is he like an Ayn Rand kind of guy?
I'm not sure if he's that libertarian-ish.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Krauthammer. Terrifying name, no?
And he was on with O'Reilly, and listen to fucking Krauthammer making sense, and really makes O'Reilly look like a fucking idiot. And O'Reilly basically goes into, that's bull. That's bull. That's bull. There's his typical intellectual.
He overheats.
Yeah. O'Reilly factor.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for watching us tonight. First edition of 2017. Happy New Year. Hope it's a good one for you and your family. Donald Trump's inauguration. That's the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. There are wide reports that many entertainers are frightened to perform in the inaugural festivity.
You know, since he's kind enough.
Are frightened.
To put it up there, we should read along.
He's on January
20th.
Hard to pin down, but the roster of performers today is scant. Some of the Rockettes.
He puts it up on the fucking screen.
What is it? New York City will be there. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir out of
the Rockettes. The Mormon Tabernacle Choir minus one.
Utah scheduled to perform. And Jackie Ivanko of America's Got Talent also set to sing. We hear the Beach Boys and the country group Alabama may be appearing, but
what?
That is not
what?
Confirmed.
Hey, pause it. Pause it. Pause it.
There's no way the Beach Boys.
There's no way the Beach Boys can do this. Brian Wilson can't do that. He can't do that. That's not right. I love the Beach Boys. They perform. I swear to fucking God. Them.
Play me some mountain music.
If the Beach Boys perform.
We did a lot of Alabama back in the day in the country band.
The Beach Boys, man. Also, I mean, that's not even. That sucks. They can't do that.
Not confirmed. Are some entertainers who reportedly believe if they show up at the New York inauguration.
Somebody's on the cough medicine.
Yeah.
It'll hurt their careers. The tenor Andrea Bocelli.
Andrea Bocelli.
What's he got that woman name for?
We believe if they show up at the New York inauguration.
Oh, I think he's
it'll hurt
drunk.
Their careers.
I think Bill.
The tenor Andrea Bocelli has been mentioned.
Well,
Garth Brooks, I should say.
Listen,
Andrea, is he fucked up? Seriously,
Andrea Bocelli. I think he's on Xanax.
Did you hear him stumble over Garth Brooks?
He's too
believe
much
if
that
they
weed.
Show up at the New York inauguration, it'll hurt their careers. The tenor Andrea Bocelli has been mentioned, along with Garth Brooks, I should
what?
Say.
What? Are you
again,
fucking with me?
But again, we cannot confirm the fear element. However, it's obvious there's a problem.
But we cannot confirm the fear element. We're just hearing. Yeah. Some people are saying.
Well, like, he's not necessarily wrong, right?
That they're afraid if they show up at the inauguration, people are going to hate them because they helped celebrate the inauguration of Hitler.
I'm not going to go to their movies and I won't buy their records.
That's what they're worried about.
And I'm not going to go do their shit. They can fuck off.
And there should not be one. The inauguration of a president celebrates a peaceful transition of power engineered by the American voters. That's what the ceremony is, not a political gesture. So all Americans should respect the
God.
But it is a How political
can you listen
gesture.
To this bloviating dick cheese? I mean, it's he's so
Such
annoying
kind, man.
And condescending.
But it is a patriot. It is political, right? It's inherently political.
Right?
And then what are we supposed to do if a guy who's assuming office has spent the whole campaign saying a bunch of racist shit, a bunch of sexist shit?
So he says all Americans should respect the process, even if you don't like the incoming president. So
what?
No matter what, you get your ass there and perform.
That's not in the Constitution. That's not in the rules. I don't have to perform.
Process, even if you don't like the incoming president, should never be intimidation about attending or performing at an inauguration. That is un-American.
There we go.
The election of George W. Bush in 2000 was perhaps the most controversial vote in the nation's history.
George W. Bush didn't nominate or didn't name Steve Bannon to be his next in charge.
Who?
George W. Bush almost started a couple of wars.
Oh, yeah.
On Twitter, even before he's fucking president.
I mean, I can't really see Bush tweeting. It doesn't seem like his fucking thing. Although I would follow him on Twitter with the, you know.
It's ridiculous. It's a false
stupid.
Equivalence.
What's up with the intonation of Bill O'Reilly? Is
can't.
He on something?
The anti-Trump movement. Man won the election.
It's weird.
Enough is enough, he says.
Their careers will be harmed should they associate with the new Trump administration. Again, that is terrible. An awful state of affairs. Talking Boys believes enough is enough with the anti-Trump movement. Man won the election.
Listen to him talking about himself in the third person. Talking
he's
Points.
Nuts.
Talking Points believes.
He's nuts.
Talking Points believes.
I mean, he's reading, like, what he's saying is showing up on the screen behind his big fat fucking
Yeah,
hand
next
head,
to him.
Right, correct?
Yeah.
He says all like, his important words are frightened. You ever notice that?
Talking Boys believes enough is enough with the anti-Trump movement. Man won the election. Give him a chance. Respect the process.
We do.
And stop the nonsense.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck off.
Now the top story tonight. Reaction. Joining us from Washington, the New Year's guy, Charles Krauthammer. All right, I have a series of very short questions for you. First of all, do you believe that some, maybe many, entertainers are frightened to go to Washington because they think their careers may be harmed?
I have no idea, and thus far you presented no evidence.
Boom! I have no idea, thus far you've presented no evidence.
Oh, damn.
Charles Krauthammer through this whole thing is like, what are you talking about, you lunatic? You raging lunatic. And it just drives O'Reilly crazy.
To that effect.
Well, thus far there are very few booked. And we know that a number of people were asked to appear, but very few have said yes.
That doesn't prove fear. Hollywood is overwhelmingly more than 100% liberal, and it could very well be that these people, for their own political reasons, don't want to perform at a Republican or a Trump inauguration.
There you go.
What's wrong with
Maybe
that?
Maybe it's people who have scruples and don't want to perform. That Mormon, most of the Mormons are going to show up at the Tabernacle Choir performance. There was one woman who is quit the choir because she don't want to go.
Yeah.
How do you explain her?
Krauthammer totally makes a great point. Oh my God, it's fucked up. He's right.
Was it Trump? Somebody made I think it was Trump, made a crack about Krauthammer. Like, why doesn't he stand up or something like that? And, you know, he's in a wheelchair.
Oh, shit. Is he really?
From a car accident or something horrible like that? I think it was Trump. I got to look that up.
The president is a...
Reasons don't want to perform at a Republican or a Trump inauguration.
So why did the George W. Bush inauguration have, you know, a good cross-section of entertainers and not the Donald Trump so far?
Wayne Newton? Is that your A-list?
Ricky Martin?
Oh, my God!
Holy shit! Fucking crowd hammer, man. Just wait, Wayne Newton?
Did Wayne Newton really perform at W's inauguration?
Yeah.
Wayne Newton, is Wayne Newton alive still?
Yes.
Holy shit. You're not sure?
No, he is.
Somebody find a mirror, hold it to his mouth.
Have, you know, a good cross-section of entertainers and not the Donald Trump so far.
Wayne Newton? Is that your A-list?
Ricky Martin? Andrew Lloyd Webber? They're pretty big names.
I find it hard to get exercised over the fact that we may be short a rocket at the inaugural celebration.
You're dodging the question. You don't believe that there's pressure being put upon entertainers not to show up? You don't believe that?
There's a group called Friends of Abe. You know them. I know them. It's a bunch of Hollywood conservatives who meet every once in a while, semi-clandestinely. They won't even publish their membership list because they know that if the word gets out that they are conservatives, it could hurt their careers. That's been true for decades.
Isn't that reverse McCarthyism?
It's deplorable, but it's nothing new. And in fact, it's not only in Hollywood. Why do you have all these conservative think tanks in Washington? The reason is that intellectuals, conservative intellectuals, have not been able to get jobs.
They can't get jobs in administrations or anywhere. Because people think they're assholes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get
God,
to the part
he's
where
funny,
he's...
crowd.
If Kim Jong-un calls you to sing, you better show up. Because otherwise, you're not going to make it.
You don't know anything about the Hollywood industry. They'll perform for Joseph Stalin, okay, if they think it's going to help their career.
See? Oh,
what?
Oh, he loses. He completely loses it because Krauthammer brings up a good point. He says there's evidence nobody booked 2 weeks away. Krauthammer says they don't want to play for Donald Trump. O'Reilly says bull. Krauthammer says, this is a republic. O'Reilly says, bull.
Oh, my God.
And Krauthammer says, you are not summoned to perform for the king or the dictator. In some places, that's where we just picked up. If Kim Jong-un calls you to sing, you better show up, because otherwise you're not going to make it to the morning. And that's where O'Reilly just loses
this
it.
Is now, like,
you don't know anything about the Hollywood business.
Dude, this is like a storyline out of The Godfather, the first movie. Remember when that, that crooner... That the Godfather, he helps his career out in the beginning of the movie. And then when the Godfather goes to open up some Vegas casino, he's like, hey, I need you to come perform here. And then the guy says no.
Kind of,
mind, and he makes him do it anyway. It's the same fucking thing.
Right.
I mean,
you're not given the option. And it sounds like that's what O'Reilly's saying.
Yeah, you should just be forced. You should be forced to do the inauguration. What the fuck country does he think we live in?
I'm just looking. There's something about Jeff Sessions.
Yes.
You know, he's really quite close to Breitbart.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, to that
what a shocker.
Thing. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
We haven't heard this guy on the show in a little bit, but
oh, okay.
We sure heard a lot of him driving across the country.
Oh, man. Is this Alex Jones?
Here's a little bit of Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about our POTUS.
Oh, man.
Our current POTUS.
I can't wait.
Oh, look at that asshole, man. He's drinking $100 a glass champagne. $100 a glass. They admit that's like $600 bottles, okay?
So he's pointing to a screen cap of...
Look at that asshole.
Yeah. He's pointing to a screen cap of the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Which says the last party, and it's a picture of Obama toasting...
Yes.
...with a glass of champagne, and he doesn't look happy at that second, you know, they got a screen cap or whatever. But look at that asshole.
Look at that asshole, man. He's drinking $100 a glass champagne. $100 a glass. They admit that's like $600 bottles, okay, of 1967 Dom Perignon. And he doesn't give the illegals treatment for TB or treatment.
Illegals.
What in the fuck?
Illegals.
For syphilis or treatment for leprosy. He frickin' brings them in. What the hell planet am I on?
Oh, my God, dude.
And then, I go to cafes. I've been going to, there's some cafes in Austin that have been here since my grandparents were from here. My mom was from here. I was up in Dallas. I've been going to some of these cafes since I was in junior high. I walk at these things now, man. People walk up and they go, fuck you, Alex Jones. Fuck you, you racist. They're like weird white old people usually.
Fuck you, Alex Jones. Well, you're, fuck you, racist.
He's an asshole.
Walk up and they go, fuck you, Alex Jones. Fuck you, you racist. They're like weird white old people usually. And I'm like, well, what did I do that was racist? They go, you fucking asshole. You don't like Hillary. And it's just like they're like cult members, man. They just, and I'm like, well, what is the, and like one guy like pulled a gun out and like showed me his gun.
Oh, bullshit. Okay. Bullshit.
Okay, citations.
And you got hard.
Imagine you're at a cafe in the middle of the day, and Alex Jones, let's be honest, he is in some odd way, he's a celebrity. A gun gets pulled on Alex Jones, and that's not reported anywhere.
Yeah. This is the first
where
he's
is
talking
that story?
About. It.
Okay.
I'm sure.
Please. They pulled a bunch of hippies. Tried to kill Alex Jones.
This goes on forever, but that's just a little taste.
He's amazing.
We'll put the link to the whole thing up on our Facebook, facebook.com/.
Fuck you, Alex Jones.
Crab diving. The right, I don't care what your sexual preference is. I've never said shit about that. I've never done anything to you. I'm a libertarian. You people are like, just you're dumb. You're white trash. That couldn't be KKK anymore. I figured this out. The Democrats were KKK until the early 60s. The Republicans, who aren't perfect. But Eisenhower, my grandfather in Texas, and all those other people, they said that we fought World War II against this shit. We're going to empower black people.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure the Joneses were sitting around sitting around Thanksgiving saying, boy, how are we going to empower the black people this week?
What do you think they do for, like, Thanksgiving, Alex Jones? The whole big family, they get together at his big compound out in Austin. You know they go shooting.
Great white event. Oh, yeah.
You know they go shooting. They probably go shooting out back.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Bananas.
We're going to empower black people. They passed the Civil Rights Act. They did all this stuff. And you guys said, oh, my God, we're going to shift. You're going to involve the minorities you took over. And now you're just old. I wonder if this makes more sense listening to him say it.
I want to find out.
Hard to read the transcript.
Don't you want to find out what cafes he goes to in Austin? I would honestly, he's bizarre to me. And I am fascinated with this guy. I would make
apparently
a vacation.
There's some angry old white people flashing guns in this place.
If I knew he would be at a particular cafe every day and he's sitting back in the corner with his laptop out, like making notes for a show, reading up on stories. Is he over there losing his mind and shit? I would go see that. I would sit there and watch him every day. I wouldn't even say anything to him.
I've been around it. You're like old insiders. You're all about, you're in the club, you're in the gang, you're beating us, you're the Democrats, and now you're not beating us. And you're getting your ass kicked, and you are freaked out. Let me give you a newsflash. A month ago, when that guy pulled a gun on me and told me, you better watch it, you better stop talking about the Democrats, I got so much more energy when that happened. This isn't about Democrats or Republicans. This is about bullies.
I can't listen to this asshole get sanctimonious about being bully.
You know, he said, I got a lot of energy. I think he talks about like having energy and adrenaline.
Because he sells
time.
That shit, right?
Yeah, he sells all that stuff that's like male virility stuff. And he sells like Prostagard. That's his big product. Prostagard. He makes that. And he says like everybody on his staff takes that. I think he makes everyone take his weird pills. He's like, everybody has all this energy in my job.
Oh, my God.
What are you looking at?
I can.
Hey, baby. They thought they could get their whole imperial agenda through because they put a half-black guy in or whatever. Give me a freaking break. I don't care about freaking presidents. Blue, green, purple, polka-dotted. Just empower the people, man. Oh, I'm not sitting there going, we got to
see here. That's how
they get their whole imperial agenda through. That's how there wasn't a lot of great black folks we got in. He ain't black, in my opinion.
He ain't black, in my opinion.
Okay. So, it's the last party. Imagine Obama. He's elected on affirmative action. Now, there wasn't a lot of great black folks we got in. He ain't black, in my opinion. It's like this, you know, globalist CIA baby.
He's a globalist. Oh, my God. CIA baby. There weren't a lot of great black folks when he got in.
Oh, jeez.
Imagine Obama. He's elected on affirmative action, and I don't care. Weren't a lot of great black folks when he got in. He ain't black, in my opinion. He's like this globalist CIA baby.
What does that mean? So he says that Obama got elected because there wasn't a lot of competition, or
yeah, there weren't any good black ones to put up at the time. So
oh my God,
oh they fucking
what a
shit.
Lunatic. People listen to him and just like, ah, yeah, he's right. I agree with him. Blah blah blah. Globalists.
So there you go.
Jesus, what a piece of shit.
A little bit of Alex Jones. The president is not...
That's how he sums up Obama.
Black, in my opinion. He's a globalist CIA baby.
And a half-black guy. That's how you describe Obama? A half-black guy?
He's not black.
He's a half-black guy. That's crazy.
That's our current advisor to the president, incoming president, right?
Holy shit. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Trump called him. Trump called him.
Man, I just can't believe he goes to a coffee shop every day. What do you think he orders? What do you think he gets? Like a latte?
Yeah.
You get an espresso drink? That fascinates me.
Give me an American coffee.
Does he strike you as a dude that goes to a fucking coffee shop?
A cafe dweller, no.
Oh, yeah. A little beret. Yeah, do you think he wears a beret?
Probably.
I want a baguette.
Maybe he plays the zither on open mic nights.
Yeah. Give me a baguette. Oh, does he do poetry slams and shit? Does he do
probably.
Poetry? Yeah. Does Alex Jones do spoken word as he does the open mic circuit in Austin? Oh. What a crazy asshole he is.
There's a lot of crazy assholes.
And the whole
on.
Thing that he's like, he's perpetuating some myth that all these immigrants are full of syphilis is very evil. It's very fucked up.
We didn't talk about this, this Kim Burrell person,
she is a piece of shit.
Yeah. Is she a gospel singer? Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, I think she sings like Jesus music or blah, blah, blah.
She gave a sermon.
Yes.
Kim Burrell, gospel singer, has lost her gig on Ellen.
Sad.
Because... of, I wonder if you can hear this.
Good
because
for Ellen.
Of this. This is, she was at the, she's actually also a pastor.
Okay.
At the Love and Liberty Fellowship Church in Houston, Texas. Here she is giving.
Let's hear how much love there is.
Here. Yeah, part of her right. sermon on the dangers of homosexuality.
Oh my God. Don't preach, but don't mess with my senses. That's how he said it. That's why I'm calling him. So he refused his invitation to the church. Anybody in this room who's dealing with a homosexual spirit, bang on.
I don't think you can really understand. It's kind of hard to hear even through our ears.
She said the homosexual spirit?
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
The homosexual spirit. It is the ghost of Paul Lynn. Is that true?
I don't know if he was ever out.
Right.
Was he?
He's out as a ghost.
I'm trying to see if I can find
homosexual spirit.
I'm trying to see if I can find
an idiot.
Transcript of what she says because I only have the
fuck her,
the tape there. But anyway, she was supposed to appear on the Ellen show.
Yes,
and Ellen has canceled that appearance. A couple other people who, famous people out there, jumped on her.
Right.
Pharrell Awesome. Tweeted a meme. It says, I condemn hate speech of any kind.
Hell yeah.
There is no room in this world for any kind of prejudice. My greatest hope is for inclusion and love for all humanity in 2017 and beyond.
Oh, how evil of Pharrell.
And then Janelle Monáe retweeted that.
Yes.
Questlove. Questlove Gomez did facepalm. No, Kim, no.
Right.
Then it's the horrible. Next one, I want Christians to focus on actually being Christ-like and compassionate to their fellow man.
Why would anybody do that?
Shaka Khan.
Shocker.
Shaka Khan, let me rock you.
Oh, God, I love Shaka Khan, man.
Said, it never fails that ministries promoting judgment and hate have nothing to do with the divine. Love
Bam.
Is for everyone.
That's right.
Hashtag selective morality.
Okay.
So a lot of stars going after... Kim Burrell.
Good for Shaka Khan.
She labeled homosexuality perverted.
Wow. What an idiot.
I came to tell you about sin.
She's perverted.
She said, that perverted homosexual spirit and the spirit of delusion and confusion. It has deceived many men and women.
Delusion? Confusion. She's telling me about some weird ass gay ghost bloviating about making people gay? There's a ghost floating around the apartment. If it gets inside my head, I'm gonna be sucking a cock later. Who
Not
knew?
Your head.
Yeah, right.
So
what an idiot. You're stupid.
But Bill O'Reilly would say this is reverse McCarthyism, isn't it? All the kind and loving. It seems like mostly Christians.
Yes.
I think most of these
Bill
stars
O'Reilly would
that we
say that right after he smacked his wife.
Most of the stars we read. Are Christians, identify as Christian, and they're like, you know, this you give Christianity a bad name. It does its own good at that.
Good
but
Lord,
goddamn,
man.
People like that.
How yeah. horrible. Good for Ellen, though, man. Big ups to Ellen. That's
How could
awesome,
anybody
man.
In any kind of performance industry?
I don't know. How
I
could
mean,
you
I don't
feel
care
that
if
way?
You're gospel, even. You've run across gay people if you're a famous musician. I don't care. You're going to bump in to a person who likes the same plumbing as theirs.
Right. I don't understand how you don't just, that empathy just doesn't happen. Just, you know, a bunch of people that are LGBT or whatever, you know, you just, I don't know.
Yeah. New headline over at the HuffPost says, spooked with a question mark.
Yes. Spooked. What are we talking about?
And I hope nothing racist. That was one of my dad's favorites.
Oh, he said that?
Oh, yeah.
You sure he wasn't talking about, like, ghosts?
No, we weren't talking about Casper or gay ghosts or anything. Right. It says Donald Trump now signaling immediate Obamacare repealment. This is what we talked about earlier.
Right, right.
That he realizes maybe, or his peeps realize that they're not going to be able to just drop a quick bomb on Obamacare and make it go away without yes. hurting millions and millions of people in the process.
They have to do something or think of something. Is there anyone in the GOP that does that, or are they just racist, homophobic, and shitty?
God, I think a lot of their base is racist and homophobic and shitty, and they're pandering
yes.
to the base.
Right.
I think a number of these people are just whores. They go back and tell the drooling masses what the drooling masses want to hear. We're going to repeal Obamacare. They've heard it for 7 months and 11.
You know
whatever.
What's gross is like, blah, blah, blah. I don't mean to pick on Jackie Ivanko. I know she's a child, but you know, her people, her management team or whatever.
Yeah.
They just did a calculation. They're like, listen, this chick is going to make her money selling shitty Christmas albums the rest of her fucking life. And the truth is, the people that buy those aren't going to give a fuck that she, you know, sang at this racist asshole's Nazi fuck's inauguration. They're not going to care.
Right.
That must be it. It's gross. I don't know. I feel like if you're a performer, a goddamn performer, you're gonna do his inauguration. It's not cool.
And I think, I'm checking it right now, but I thought I saw somewhere that Jackie Ivanko.
Yes.
May have a...
I mean, if you turn it down, I'm going to go buy your shit. You know what I mean? I would go see the Rockettes. I guess. I'm not going to see the Rockettes. What do they do, kick?
Jackie Ivanko has a transgender sister.
Shut the fuck up. What the fuck, man?
Jackie Ivanko's sister, Juliet, proudly announced she is a transgender teen. The 17-year-old made her first public appearance as a transgender woman, joining her famous sister on the red carpet at the Global Lyme Alliance, like Lyme disease, Alliance's inaugural gala last October.
Yes. Oh, my God. The GOP does not stand for inclusiveness. They are not trans-friendly. They do not think trans lives matter. Or am I wrong?
I think many of them. So I think they really didn't know what was going on. I think the Ivankos weren't thinking this out.
How could you not? How could you not like know that this is politicized and I mean if you perform at this guy's inauguration, you're endorsing his presidency. That's the optics.
Yeah.
Right?
It's been a long journey for Juliet, who now admits she couldn't be happier after transitioning from male to female. Born Jacob to parents Mike and Lisa Ivanko, Juliet always knew she felt different and out of place in her own body. Ever since I was little, I always played with Barbies, she told the magazine. I put on makeup, played dress up with my sister to the point where my mom started getting me princess dresses. Finally, by the age of 13, Julie and Lisa started doing some research on trans people, which would eventually lead Juliet to make one of the biggest decisions of her life. So the parents, like 4 years ago, seem to have been enlightened enough to look up transgender and say, I think this might be you.
Is Ivanka, wait, what's her name? Ivanka?
Jackie Ivanka?
Is Jackie Ivanka?
The younger sister.
Does she get a big payday for the inauguration?
No, I would think not.
God.
Right.
I mean, the GOP, they want to check your sister or your brother's dick or whatever the plumbing is before she goes to the bathroom. That's insane, man. You're supporting that.
Her mother said, maybe you're transgender. So I did a bunch of research. I was up really late, didn't get any sleep because I was so immersed of all the different stories people told. It resonated with me. That was when I was like, I'm transgender. I knew deep in me this was not me and needed to make a change.
Okay.
Working with a therapist for over 3 years, Jacob officially became Juliet on her 17th birthday. There you go.
Wow.
After her mother, one of the first people Juliet reportedly came out to was her sister Jackie, and this is last October, who recently performed for Pope Francis during his visit to America.
God.
I cried because what worried me was that she was going to get teased, said Jackie. She told me she was transgender, and I was actually very happy for her because she finally found herself and she could be who she wants to be. And she's going to go sing.
This is not.
Yeah, let's hear how welcome your sister feels.
Not very.
At the inauguration.
Yeah. God, that's Jesus Christ.
I just think there's probably people were involved and it just got to be too late to back out.
Yeah.
And if they did back out, they probably fear for their lives. And I'm not joking.
I mean, maybe they signed something or maybe they're getting paid. Maybe it's a big payday. We don't know about it.
Yeah.
Why would she do it?
Maybe she's going to fool them all and sing some kind of protest song.
See, maybe what they imagine.
I love abortions.
Yeah. Maybe, what? Maybe they think that this will make her a big star with right wing nut jobs, and they'll buy more of her shitty albums or something.
Well, she did have that massive spike that,
well,
that Donald Trump tweeted about.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah, yeah.
Don't forget. there you go. The whole Ivanka, Jackie Ivanka, et cetera, and the whole Hollywood side of it. With don't forget, it's a big. Reverse McCarthyism thing, according to what's his face?
God.
Bill O'Reilly and fuck Kimberell, by the way.
Right, right.
So she lost, by the way, Ellen just tweeted something to the effect of she will no longer be on the show or something like that. She wasn't
good.
She didn't go into the deets.
I love it.
Thanks for joining us this Wednesday, by the way. We got a few minutes left here at the big show. Don't forget, we're here every goddamn weekday if you want to help us out.
Oh, that's right. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy whatever shit you need in your life to make your life easier.
Exactly. We get more a little fun. Taste. It doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
That's right, Pat.
I've got a couple of stories from... well, there's this guy in Virginia. I think I started to talk about this when we got sidetracked.
Fuck you.
This Duterte guy.
Duterte, yes.
In the Philippines.
Yeah.
He's quite a tyrant. Quite a charmer. Yeah, he has basically told the police, just go out and kill people.
Oh, yeah.
If you think they're on drugs.
They have a hit list, right? Even if you're suspected of being a user. Two in the head, one in the chest. Go fuck yourself.
And it's over 3,000 murders I saw recently by the police.
Horrendous.
He's just a thug. Didn't he say something nasty about Obama one time?
But Trump said he was fantastic.
Loves him. Sad little man.
Right.
And most recently admitted that he threw somebody out of an airplane or something, or out of a helicopter.
Oh, my God.
He's really a heinous creature.
Jesus.
All in the name of Jesus, of course. Yeah, right. They're taking on the devil, Ryan.
What would Jesus do? Shove him out a window.
Oh, sure. So, Virginia State Senator, this is in the state of Virginia, one of their legislators there.
Yes.
Richard Black.
Right.
In quotes, they have Dick. So it's Dick Black.
Dick Black. Oh, man.
A Republican.
Yes.
Was talking on some interview show.
Right.
With some really crazy conservatives. Lyndon LaRouche kind of like crazy batshit people.
Dick Black.
But listen to him. This is a state senator.
Yes.
Listen to what he has to say.
Okay.
About the little tyrant from the Philippines. Oh, God, it's too long. There's no cut. So I'll have to...
He sort of begins to treat it as a police matter rather than a military matter. But I think it is wise for Americans to recognize these differences in culture and to say, okay, Filipinos who elected this government have a better feel for their country than we do sipping our cocktail glasses back in the...
So he's basically saying, you know, hey, they know better. If they need to go out and just with no rights and no trials, just allow the police to just summarily execute people on the streets, hey, they know better. It's their culture.
This guy's saying that there might be justification... for Duterte having a hit list.
Yes.
To have a little death squad. That's insane. This guy's a lawmaker.
He said that to rule the Philippines, you have to rule with a very firm hand. And that's what the Philippine people have chosen, to have a very strong ruler. And I think he's well along the way to winning the war on drugs.
You got to be out of it. You're fucking crazy. He wants to use the Duterte model to win the war on drugs over here. Is that where he's going with this?
He hailed President Rodrigo Duterte's deadly war on drugs, which has left thousands dead after the president approved the use of extrajudicial killings for anyone accused of the involvement in the drug trade. And we're finding myriad reports that it's people who are just using too, and if the police don't like them, they're just going to take them out
There's
and shoot
no
them and leave them on the street. Right.
Let's say if they're not killing them, if they're detaining them. There's no due process.
He seems to decry the fact in this interview that in the U.S., drug users don't go to prison. Drug users don't go
to
prison.
Well, that's not true. That's not true at all. What about the war on drugs?
Well, only if you're possessing.
Right.
If you're found on the street...
and you're fucked up.
Full of drugs.
Right.
They can't, I mean, you know, if you're not bothering anybody, I don't think they can
shove all those drugs in your body. Don't possess them.
And he says that by failing to crack down on people with marijuana cigarettes.
Now, fuck you,
dude. The government is allowing the illegal drug trade to flourish.
Oh, my God. Marijuana? That's not make... What an idiot. This guy needs to smoke a joint. Totally.
So there's an example of what's coming into the White House.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there are people who agree
totally
with this
terrifying.
Guy. Fucking that little racist shit drizzle ball that...
racist?
That is might be our attorney general.
Oh, God.
Hates him the marijuana. It's going to be a battle for with all these states that have passed legalization. He wants
is that why Ken Holder's on retainer?
Might be one of the reasons.
Not Ken Holder. Eric Holder. Yeah, yeah.
Might be one of the reasons.
Yes.
So there you go. Virginia lawmaker. That's from Raw Story.
Oh, shit.
Virginia lawmaker.
What an idiot.
Dick Black hails violent drug war in the Philippines. Ugh. Big conservative boner.
And he said he's like,
for
you know,
brown people killing each other.
Oh, yeah. He's like, listen, if you're going to rule the Philippines, you got to be firm. Why?
And how many people are saying that shit about Trump?
Right.
We need a strong president.
Why is he saying you got to be firm? Is it a racist thing there? Is he saying because they're not white? You know what I mean? Is that what he's getting to?
Maybe,
this idiot?
Yeah. Or people are children.
Okay.
That their leaders know better and right. They need to slap them into submission.
Dude, we're going to turn this country into Ameristan.
Yeah, Trumpistan.
Or Americistan. Yeah, Trumpistan. There you go.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Same bat time, same bat channel. Don't forget all of our social medias. Don't forget to please help us out. Buy your shit on Amazon through our hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Don't forget Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, his Instagram feed at Rated R Comedy, or go hang out at his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience, oh so freaking Vile.
And we'll see y'all tomorrow.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.